This morning from the Galesburg Community Foundation, we have Jillian Isaacson. She is the Director of Grants and Programs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Sarah Grant, Director of Development at GCF. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you here. And Galesburg Community Foundation, I'm seeing a lot of it for good reasons. It's scholarship time.
Yes, yes. We just closed our scholarships the first of the month, and so they are all out to the committees for evaluations, and decisions will come out very soon. So we're excited.
Good. And it's Community Fund Grant Cycle through March 22nd. Tell us about it, Sarah.
Yeah, so this year we have five community funds. Monmouth, Roseville, Alexis, Knoxville, and Williamsfield all have community funds. And sort of in the past, they've all done their own community fund grant cycle. And we worked with all of them to get them on one grant cycle so we can, you know, talk about them all in aggregate and have one grant process. So this is the first year for that. We're really excited about that. It opened on the 1st. We'll close on the 22nd. And any nonprofit, you know, serving those areas is welcome to apply. So
okay. Mm-hmm. And what are we applying for? Kind of tell us what the grants are about, Jillian.
Yeah. So, like Sarah said, they're for nonprofits that serve residents within those five communities. And so they can be for any type of programming that those nonprofits are doing. It could be new programming. It could be operating dollars, those types of things. And then we also have our teacher mini grants running concurrently with those. So we're excited about those.
The teacher mini grants are big. There's a lot of things that they need in the classroom or to assist them in teaching in today's new world of teaching that you guys are able to help them with. What are some examples?
We've seen in the past with those teacher mini grants, it's a lot of just like the extra supplies for, you know, different projects the teachers are working on. Sometimes it's books for the classroom. It really just depends. And we've seen some for like flexible seating, different supplies for like STEAM projects. It really just sort of depends, but it just provides those teachers an opportunity to have just those extra little special things that enhance their curriculums.
Okay, what locations are available for these type of grants?
So they are for the Monmouth-Roseville School District, the United School District, and the Knoxville School District. All K through 12 teachers can apply, and they can either apply as their individual classroom or as a department or a grade level.
And those really are pretty, those are neat because we have the Monmouth Community Fund and the Roseville Community Fund working together to co-grant for that school district. And this year being able to include all of United School District is really neat too. So,
okay. How do people apply?
They can go to our website, which is yourgcf.org. And then if they go to community funds, there's a button there to apply.
Now, this has all been very successful since the inauguration, right, Sarah?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of good granting come from these. And, you know, the community funds are just a really special fund structure that we have at the Community Foundation. Just allows people that care about their community to be able to support their community during their lifetime and even after. You know, a lot of these community funds have some planned estate gifts associated with them now, which is really exciting. They're for everyone. Everyone can participate in the community funds.
And how do people know if they're a nonprofit? What signifies a nonprofit? Let's say a lot of people are getting involved and creating their own fundraising efforts. How do they know?
Yes. So most will have a 501c3 designation through the state and federal government. And then churches are also part of the nonprofit sector, government agencies, schools. And if you're unsure if your agency is one of those, you can always reach out to us and we'd be happy to walk through that process and, you know, check the boxes that are needed. So.
Okay. All right. You also have a job opening, a pretty big career opening.
Yeah. So Sherry Sebkin, many people might know Sherry. She's been with us for about 2 years and she's decided she'd like to retire. So we are super excited for her, but that does create an opening on our team for a communications manager. All of that information just got posted, I think yesterday, the day before. It's on our website as well. There's a big banner image. If you just go to our website, you'll see that and you'll see the big banner image for the community fund information as well. But we'd love to, you know, have conversations with people and see who might be interested. We just want to get those back by April 1st so we can start that process. So.
Okay, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And remind people what Galesburg Community Foundation is.
Yeah, so at the, you know, most basic level, we connect people with causes they care about. And that looks a lot of different ways, but we work to build permanent endowment for local nonprofits. You know, you can work with us in a lot of different ways. Many people come to us and they want to start donor-advised funds, which we're not the only organization that does those. There's a lot of national financial companies that do those. But, you know, with our donor-advised funds, we really, I kind of describe it as when I first started working at the Community Foundation, I said, we're kind of like a concierge service for giving. So we know about a lot of giving opportunities and sort of can direct people as we know their interests to things that they care about. But there's just, you know, also a big opportunity just to support local nonprofits by creating a fund or giving to a fund that supports a local nonprofit.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of good things that come from the Galesburg Community Foundation. And of course, the name Galesburg Community Foundation is just a name because, in fact, we see and hear a lot of GCF in our counties, such as Warren and Henderson.
Yes, we serve Knox and Warren counties.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want people to know?
I don't think so. Just appreciate the opportunity to come in and chat with you again. So if people want more information, we did sort of do a little website revamp within the past, 6 months. So there is a lot of good information on there if you're sort of curious. But we welcome conversations with anybody who's curious about what's going on at GCF.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it very much. That is Jillian Isaacson, Director of Grants and Programs at Galesburg Community Foundation, and Sarah Grant, Director of Development at Galesburg Community Foundation. As well. Heck, Sarah, you should practically be on the payroll.
Well, part of my household is, I think.
Yes, Casey Grant.
Yeah,
Casey Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad. We so appreciate their coverage of being on our sports
team.
They
sure have fun. And Ron. Yep.
Yes.
They have fun.
Have a great weekend, ladies.
Thanks,
you as well.
It is.